Warning: the following program does not reflect upon Ryerson or Spirit Live's views. Listener's discretion is advised.
What is up, guys? Dan the Man back here with another podcast episode of What If. It is currently our fourth episode, and today we've got a great one for you. Pete the Man, he's going to be choosing this week's topic. Let's just get right into it. Pete, how's it going?
Guys? Not bad, bro. How are you?
What's up, Pete? What's up, Dan? How you guys doing?
Ralph right here.
Yes, sir.
We're all ready for today's episode, guys. Let's get right into it, Pete.
All right, let's get into this real quick. Real classy. Keep it simple, dude.
What's the topic, buddy?
How did the pyramids get built?
How did the pyramids get built, man? So it's looking like this week's episode is going to be the pyramid talk. Egypt, boys, let's get it. Okay, let's start off with what do we know?
So apparently they would have these like pulley systems with ropes.
Pulley systems with ropes.
Yeah.
To be built.
Like, yeah, to pull them up. Because, like, bro, they're massive, like, blocks, right? What are they made out of? Granite, no?
I don't know.
Or it's like limestone or...
I'm not even sure like what type of stone, but it's...
Dude, massive blocks.
From what I know, they didn't use wheels, apparently.
Yeah, ropes, right? They were just...
What my... Pulleys and ropes. Hypothesis is that... I don't know if they were built by the Egyptians.
What do you think they were built by?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have no clue. Some people say that it was actually from a mountain, like a mountain dried up. Like there's a picture that I was looking at and it was like a grass, like it was in the shape of the pyramid, but it was like a mountain. And then I guess over time, all the dirt, stuff like that washed off and it became a pyramid.
So it corroded. Yeah, but
it's like it's blocks.
It's blocks, and it's like
yeah, I know.
How did it corrode perfect shapes? Like we're talking 90-degree angles.
I don't know, man.
180, 90, 180. You know what I mean?
I have a hard time believing that it was the Egyptians that built it, man.
The Egyptians. Dude, I heard that there was like these next civilized people that had this technology that we don't really have. They built these pyramids and. They had these like advanced rocket ships or whatever and they flew out of Earth.
So like alien civilization, obviously.
Maybe not, but
what if
probably not as advanced. I mean, this is more than advanced it does. But...
So it wasn't humans.
No, I don't think so.
This is a complete like you know ballpark. But what if the Illuminati built it? Because think about it, they're both like the Illuminati symbol is a pyramid. And what if they had something to do with that? Because there's no way, like, in today's modern day, if we were to build that, it would take so much manpower and so much machinery and so much resources and time and money.
They didn't have that back in the day.
Yeah.
They didn't have none of that. It had to be some extra third party, something like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, the aliens, but it could be, like, you know, you never know.
Let me get some facts straight. Or actually, before we get into the facts, let's just talk about last week's episode related to that, how we were talking about the hole in the earth.
Yeah.
And the people living in there, the advanced civilization.
Mm-hmm.
That goes hand in hand with the pyramids. They say that they built them. Those people built them, yeah.
Okay, so instead of flying out of the earth, they went in.
They went inside the earth. Through the hole.
Apparently, there's some stuff going on inside the pyramids of Giza and stuff like that. Like, apparently, there's like a lot of like king's chambers and like queen's chambers, yes, like inside them.
Which
living.
Is true. From what I know, from what I heard, they were actually built for burial places for the kings and queens. The pyramids. Yeah. So like that's why they actually built
food and commons in there, no?
Yeah. So what do you guys think if someone like randomly went inside the pyramid and like discovered a body? Isn't there that thing like
the curse.
If you open it, yeah, the curse.
Yeah.
That if you open it and like a lot like bad stuff will happen to you.
Yeah, but we don't know if that's true or not. But that's also with the mummies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I say it's too good to be true. I don't think humans built it. It doesn't make any sense. Let's get some facts, though. Some facts. Like, Okay, so these blocks, each block were weigh 2 tons each. Two whole tons.
Yeah, that's telling crazy. Me
no wheels, no machinery, and they were able to build it? I don't know. It seems a bit fishy to me. Another thing that was crazy, which is a fact, the three pyramids of Giza were aligned perfectly with the three stars of the belt of Orion. So it's like this was years back, dating years back. So it's just the astronomical positioning of these stars would not be a thing. Like, it's like, how did they know to do that? Only an advanced civilization like aliens would know to do this, to place them in the exact same placement they are today. The three pyramids. There's lots of pyramids all over Egypt. Don't get me wrong. There is
but the three main ones. Yeah.
The three main ones we're talking about. There's around about, they don't know for sure because there's some buried in sand and like, I don't know, but there's about 110 pyramids currently known in Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's lots of pyramids and it's just, how do they build all those? I don't know, man.
Literally.
It dates back to like crazy, like far time. When was it exactly? Let me find the exact date.
When? What was it saying?
I don't even know. It's some random 4,3500 BC.
Wow.
That's when it dates back to.
It's a long time, man.
Yeah. So as early as then, which is a long time. Another fact, which is actually kind of a coincidence, but not at the same time, because it's just like, come on. Let me just find it right here for you guys. Okay. So the height of the Great Pyramid is 481 feet. This height is absolutely 1/1 billionth of the distance between the Earth and the Sun. Exactly. Like exactly on the dot.
Yeah. Like that's like, crazy.
Well, that's weird.
To say that they built it with that precision.
Yeah. Like it's just too much to be a coincidence. You know what I mean? Like literally exactly that number. That's Others insane. Can say it is a coincidence. Some people say it's not. I say it's not.
Dude, they say that the pyramids were stopped being built. Like they were going to continue getting built. And they stopped for some reason.
They stopped.
That's what they say.
Why is that?
Just I like have that? No idea. Just like that. Production? Maybe they just left.
Yeah.
Because people, exactly. I don't know, or like they were getting tired. I don't know.
Why would they stop?
Like for what reason? Sketched out and just left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because it, like, if it was humans, I know humans wouldn't stop. I don't see why they would stop. So
yeah,
these pyramids, these pyramids have symbols on them. Can we talk about
symbols,
that?
Eh?
Really?
Well, where? In exact? Do you know exactly
on
where?
The blocks, like outside of the blocks.
So hieroglyphics.
Inside, yes, inside and inside and outside.
So we've been inside the pyramids.
Yeah. There's been a couple.
So are they like hollow or fully?
I don't know. Some of them are hollow, I'm pretty sure.
That's like crazy.
There's
man.
Some because there were places they buried them there, right?
We gotta take a trip to Egypt, boys.
Yeah,
eh?
I know. And
yeah, we definitely do.
These places.
But these symbols have like these dog-like human figures.
Yeah.
Which
it's weird.
Which are their protectors.
Yeah, which they call like the their god rock. Or the
what are those like the ones that are standing like this, like pretend I'm one like that?
Oh, you mean like the I don't even know what it's called.
Kind of looks like a cat, but it's not a cat.
What is that called, Pete? Do you know?
A nimbus?
Nimbus?
Let's call it a nimbus?
I think. The staff. The one with the staff, right?
It's like a... Yeah, like Reveal said, it's like a cat. It's almost like it's a lion laying down.
Oh, the Sphinx.
That's called Sphinx?
Yeah. The one that's with his nose off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Sphinx.
The nose is off.
Okay. So... There's another theory on the pyramids that somehow Noah built the Great Pyramids.
Noah
from the Ark, yeah. They believe that in a book, it's called The Great Pyramid, why it was built and who built it. They believe that Noah was a true architect who built the ark. Since he built the ark,
yeah,
he could have built the pyramids, right? And that they say that if you divide the pyramid's height by two and the side of its base, you end up with a close approximation of the math symbol pi. So it's like symmetrical or all around, like, and that he had a lot of proof with the modern system of measurements, and like all everything was just was so accurate. Is that like, I don't know, man.
So he was the one to build it because he was the one to he was able it, to build he was the arc. A
true architect.
Okay, I mean, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I never heard of that in my life. Yeah,
this is my first time hearing that. I mean, I don't even know.
Where's his? I don't know. How's he gonna do that by himself?
Yeah, like, is it a one man show?
I don't know.
I don't know. It still blows my mind how they were. It says they were able to carry the blocks from the other side of the Nile River and bring it all the way to the other side. Like, it had to be an advanced civilization with their ships, with their machinery, with their manpower, bringing it to the other side.
They just built it in 20 years. Like,
yeah, exactly. It was like crazy. A short span.
That's insane.
I don't even think we would be able to build it in 20 years.
And they were built in this amount of time, but they were just discovered, like, and people are just wondering why they're there. Like, it's like no one actually knows why they were built, like, other than they were used as burial places for the kings and queens. No one knows another, like, other than that. They just say that's the reason, right?
Yep.
And also, it just makes more sense due to these symbols on the pyramids. You just kind of think that these symbols of those people, they're alien-like.
Yeah.
And they represent their god, what they say is their god or the beings. And they say those are the beings that created the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost makes sense that an advanced civilization different from the humans were here on Earth building those before our time, before us.
Yeah, like, but
way before, with humans before us, obviously.
Like, if they were helping them and like there was an advanced civilization, why don't we know of the advanced civilization today? Like, why did they leave? What do you have to say about that? Like,
that I can't even answer. I have no clue why they left, why they were here, why they built them in the first place. And it just doesn't make any sense to me, but
Look, I'm looking at pictures right now. They basically have a rope tied around this whole block, 2-ton block, with maybe 10 people, 10 slaves dragging the block on this ramp. And this ramp circles around the pyramid, and they basically pull it on this piece of wood that slides on the ramp, and
they
just put it in place.
Yeah, but, like, do you think, like, they can actually do that? Because they're very heavy, man. I don't know.
Guys. Honestly, man, with slaves, dude.
Okay, just...
That's very true.
The Great Pyramid consists of over 2 million individually cut blocks.
Yeah, that's... It's
2 million blocks.
That's a lot, man. Weighing
2 tons each. I don't know if humans can do this with the resources they had.
Man, this shit's so crazy.
Yeah, this is the most
mind blowing.
Yeah,
so I want to go. The pyramids are like, bro, they bury the kings and they put like a bunch of gold, a bunch of money, and just like a bunch of things they think that they need to succeed in the afterlife.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because that's how they believe.
That's what they believe. That was their belief.
Yeah. So basically the things that they need in the afterlife are stored in the pyramids there with them.
Well, 2 tons equals 4,480 pounds.
2 tons equals how much, sorry?
4,480 pounds.
Holy. 2 tons, is that per block?
Per block. Per block. Per block. They're massive blocks, guys.
4,180 pounds?
4,480 pounds.
Dude,
2 tons, two imperial tons.
That weighs almost as much as a new M4 competition.
So you can just say 2 tons are basically 4,000 pounds. Just for
Yeah, honestly, bro, like thinking about it, like that's doable, dude.
Doable 4,000
like on a pounds? Ramp? Yeah, on a ramp with 10 guys. Oh, is it a pulley? The rope pulling? It's not a pulley. It's like a...
So they're pulling on the rope?
Pulling on the rope, going upwards. So basically the block
is
on a piece of wood.
Yeah.
It's like a skid.
It's basically sliding them. It's making them sliding. Pulling it. Yeah. So how many guys? 10 guys pulling it at once?
Maybe 10, 12 guys, yeah.
10 to 12 guys.
10, 12 strong Egyptians, like, you know what I'm saying?
Back in the day, they can carry a lot. We're talking like maybe 400 pounds each.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I still...
But like, dude, in 20 years, 2 million individual blocks, 3 pyramids. You know what I mean?
Nah,
I mean,
2 million, no way. Like, where did they even get these blocks from?
We're talking...
Like,
let me just say something. These 2 million pieces for the Great Pyramid. This one is the biggest one, if I'm not mistaken.
That's nuts.
Yeah, but where did they get all these blocks from? Like, who's making the...
It says from the other side of the Nile River.
Yeah, but like, how?
And they're all perfectly cut.
Yeah,
they said they were cut. They were cut.
That would not, because for the time to cut 2 million, was it limestone blocks?
Oh, I don't even know.
For the times it's cut up like 2 million blocks, and then finally get enough people to bring them up, and then, you know, it doesn't. I don't see it taking 20 years. You know, I don't even think they could do it. Like, and plus, when they're cutting the blocks are tough, and it takes a long time to cut 2 million. Don't get it twisted.
What machinery did they have to cut the blocks?
Exactly.
That perfect. I don't know. I seen this guy on TikTok talking about it, and they put like this measuring like leveler, and it was like perfect, dude. Like bubble in the middle.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Imagine they had like this laser cutting technology that they just took with them.
Yeah, no, advanced.
This dude, how do you know like those people that are in the hieroglyphics? Yeah. They don't have that type of technology.
That's what I'm saying. These mysterious figures, they definitely had something to do with the building of the pyramids. It's just no doubt about it. I mean, many people really don't believe that's the way they were built. They believe it was aliens. It was a different civilization building it. Like, they just can't see that being a thing.
I'm having a hard time, you know?
Exactly. So am I. We are all ingesting this, and it's just like crazy to think about. Because we're all learning here. I actually did not know it was 2 million blocks before this. And that's just,
that's crazy.
Insane.
It's a done deal. It wasn't us. It just simply wasn't us. 20
years, bro.
Yeah. No, simply wasn't us.
Okay. How long do you think it takes to move a block?
4,000 pounds?
An hour, probably.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. An hour.
Okay. And these guys are doing what? Like 15 hour shifts?
Oh, maybe more.
They would literally have to not stop working.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
They would have to rotate people.
Okay, and how many slaves do you think they had?
Thousands.
Thousands, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So it's just multiple blocks, just like...
So per hour, how many blocks are we...
Probably 10 blocks. We'll say 10 blocks.
Yeah.
Maybe more, bro. Okay, 15 guys a block times 10, 15 times 10. Okay, so 150 people. Bro, like, you know, they could get it done, man.
They could get it done. You're right, it could.
But my whole thing is, okay, never mind dragging in and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
My whole thing is the cuts. How'd they get the cuts?
That's the thing as well.
Yeah, that, like, you know.
I can't even answer that, Pete.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't even answer that, Pete. Like, it's just one of those things where they say they have... There is an answer to everything. And it is limestone, just so that you know. Granite.
It is limestone, right?
Yes.
That's basically granite. Granite's heavy, man.
Yes. It's heavy material. They're not easy. So they say they were cut from... So they used copper and stone cutting tools to carve out the blocks. Okay?
Call bullshit.
Yeah. I call it too. I call it too. I gotta agree with you, Pete. I call bullshit. So, yep. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going with no for today's episode. that I believe that aliens built this. Whichever way you guys want to go with it. I'm going with no way humans built this, the pyramids. Mm-hmm. No way. And it's something bigger than maybe something we don't even know about. So I'm going to know. Ralph?
I'm going to go with yes, they didn't. Well, I'm going to go with no, they did not build it themselves.
The humans.
The humans, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to. Doesn't necessarily mean aliens, but some other third party maybe helped them with it.
What do you mean? Doesn't mean aliens. Anyone outside of the Earth, any race or being outside of the Earth is called an alien.
Well, it could be the giants living in under the Earth.
Under the Earth?
In the Earth. Like in the Earth. Whole Earth here.
I'm going to go straight up. I'm going to go with yes, they did. Build it, not build it themselves, but drag the stones up and put it together. But no, they did not cut it themselves.
Oh, okay. So,
and this is just like them guessing, right? And they said they built it in 20 years. No, I don't think they built it in 20 years. I think they built it maybe in 50.
Yeah, for sure. Because
who knows, right? Nobody was there to say, oh, yeah, they did build it in 20 years. So I'm a yes and a no. I see two teams kind of linked up. You know what I mean?
I don't know, P. I think it's all...
Wait.
Would it make sense if it's a yes or a no? Because you got to choose one. If one is going to... If there was a civilization there, they definitely helped with everything.
Okay, this is me. I say slaves brought the blocks and aliens cut the blocks.
And aliens cut the blocks. But why didn't the aliens just bring the blocks as well?
Because they have slaves to do it.
But...
Okay, wait.
It would take so much more time when aliens have the technology to just do it all.
But how do you know they have the technology to do it all by themselves?
Well, if they have the technology to cut it. I just thought of
something like different. What if they had superhuman strength? Because you think about it, they were like, you know, pretty advanced themselves, like in terms of like.
Who has super
The Egyptians.
Humans? Yeah, the Egyptians.
Slaves. Yeah. What if they had like superhuman strength that we just don't know of? And they figured out how to channel it or...
Like Captain America?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that. I think that's...
Dude, they were probably like jacked.
Yeah, they were definitely jacked, but we definitely...
Imagine 15 jacked guys just pulling that... Yeah, that's,
we have lots of jacked guys this day and age. Yeah, but like,
there was like 1,000 jacked guys, dude.
Oh, slaves for sure. Like no, working I agree out, with that. I agree with that. But it's not superhuman strength. It's like anyone can have that strength at the end of the day. Right? Yeah. So... Yeah, anyways, that's all the time we have for today's episode, I'm a no, guys. Yeah, okay. Pete's a no. Ralph's a yes. I'm a yes.
Yeah, I'm a no.
You're a no?
That the humans.
I don't even know. I'm confused right now. We're talking about too many things. But I think you guys get the point, okay? Pete, thank you very much for this week's interesting topic. Love talking about it. I think we got to do something else about this. Maybe branch it off into a different conspiracy theory. Definitely. Ralph, thank you again for your side comments.
No problem, Danny.
Appreciate your time. You guys take care. This is What If. We will see you guys next week.
Every week. Peace.